passing statement, we need, quote unquote, we need a new way of doing vaccines. Let's travel back in time to examine his career at Microsoft and his shepherding into existence the Windows operating system. By the early 1990s, it was being billed as the essential brain of the personal computer. Security considerations against viruses were not part of its design, however, simply because that not many people were using the internet, so the threat level was low. The browser was not invented until 1995. Netscape Navigator, remember that? Security of personal computers was not really a question that Microsoft had dealt with. The neglect of this consideration turned into a disaster. By the early 2000s, there were thousands of versions of malware, also called bugs, floating around the internet, infecting computers running Windows worldwide. They ate hard drive. They sucked out data. They forced ads on people. They invaded your space with strange pop-ups. They were wrecking the user experience and threatening the future of an entire industry. The problem of malware was dubbed viruses. It was a metaphor. Not real. It's not clear that Gates ever really understood that. Computer viruses aren't anything like biological viruses. To maintain a clean and functioning hard drive, you want to avoid and block a computer virus at all costs. Any exposure is bad exposure. The fix is always avoidance until eradication. With biological viruses, we have adapted to confront them through exposure and let our immune system develop to take them on. A body that blocks all pathogens without immunity is a weak one that will die at the first exposure, which will certainly come at some point in our modern society. An immune system that confronts most viruses and recovers grows stronger. That's a gigantic difference in Gates that Gates never seems to have understood. Regardless, the advent of the army of computer pathogens fundamentally threatened his proudest achievement. Microsoft frantically searched for a solution, but the creativity of the malware army moved too fast for its engineers. Others sense an opportunity. Companies specializing in antivirus software have been doing business since the 1990s, but grew more sophisticated in the early 2000s. Once the internet became fast enough, these software packages could be updated daily. There were ever newer companies, each with a different method and a different marketing and pricing model. Eventually, the problem was mostly solved on the personal computer, but it took 10 years. Even now, Microsoft's products are less protected than Apple's, and Microsoft has yet to come close to mitigating the problem of spam on its own native email client. This is true. In short, keeping viruses out of computers constitutes the single biggest professional struggle in Gates's life. The lesson he learned was that pathogen blocking and eradication was always the path forward. What he never really understood is that the word virus was merely a metaphor for unwanted and unwelcome computer code. The analogy breaks down in real life. This reminds me of the Kyle Rittenhouse case, where that idiot, what's his name? Zinger? Or moron? Or is it Binger? Dingbat? Maybe at least we call him Dingbat. Dingbat was basically saying, "You've played violent video games. Doesn't that mean you want to shoot everybody?" And listen, I'm not against video games per se. I mean, like, you can do a lot of... you can do various things that involve your fine motor skills for fun. You play a board game, you play chess, you play video games. I'm not saying they're all equal. I'm just saying I understand the allure of video games can be fun. I don't have any. Personally, for me, it's not something I'm ever going to do. I've debated buying one of those. You can buy them now, and they've got like 80 classic Super Nintendo games or something. That was my... I think video games peaked with Super Nintendo. That was a fun system. It was just sophisticated enough that you could get some texture and kind of three-dimensionalness, but it wasn't sophisticated enough that you actually would have first-person shooters and things where it became addictive. There was definitely like a fun addiction to those. I mean, like, you almost the same way if you've ever played those little, like, my boys have those little, I don't know what you call them. They're like a little maze, and you turn it around, and you tilt it around. There's a little metal ball in there. There's like a dollar store toy, but they got one at a restaurant. When we went to that restaurant that wasn't enforcing vaccine passports, they gave kids these little things. They fell in love. They were made of cardboard or something, so they broke within like 6 hours, but we thought these are amazing. So we went into the dollar store and got ones made of good old-fashioned plastic, And they had a blast. So they just sit there and they'll play with this thing for like 2 hours, like if they get distracted by it. That's fun. It's totally harmless. It's a fun thing. I get the allure of a video game. I understand that it's like a little, almost like a puzzle that you want to, solve. I think Super Nintendo offered that, but without going to the point where it was like a dopamine hit. I think that's kind of where the danger comes. That's my personal opinion. I'm not saying that if you play video games, you're a total loser. If you do anything that's not, if you do anything to waste your time, let's put it that way. There's nothing wrong with leisure. You don't have to be useful. That's not what I'm saying. You can do things that are not necessarily useful. It's okay to just relax. And if you have fun and you want to play a video game for an hour after your kids go down or something like that, and that's what you do rather than, you know, reading a spy novel or something, fair enough. Fair enough. I just think that the danger is there for them. My point is, though, it reminds me of the Kyle Rittenhouse thing when the guy says, you know, you've played violent video games. And even the kid, he goes, they're not real. It's almost like he wanted to say, you moron. Like, they're not real, you moron. Anyway, the analogy breaks down in real life. After finally stepping back from Microsoft operations, Gates started dabbling in other areas, as newly rich people tend to do. That's true. They often imagine themselves especially competent at taking on challenges that others have failed at simply because of their professional successes. Also, by this point in his career, he was only surrounded by sycophants who would not interrupt his descent into crankiness. And what subject did he pounce on? He would do to the world of pathogens what he did at Microsoft. He would stamp them out. This is a great article. He began with malaria and other viruses and eventually decided to take on them all. And what was his solution? Of course, antivirus software. What is that? It's vaccines. Your body is the hard drive that he would save with his software-style solution. At the beginning of the pandemic, I noted that Gates, this is Tucker talking, I noted that Gates was pushing hard for lockdowns. His foundation was now funding research labs the world over with billions of dollars, plus universities and direct grants to scientists. He was also investing heavily in vaccine companies. When this whole thing started, one of my family members sent me a link, totally random, just like people were sharing stuff about, you know, it was the thing, and there was this person shared with me, this was probably about a month into the pandemic, just sent me a text with something called Gates Notes. I don't even, it's probably still up, I'll look it up. Gates Notes. It was just an article from a website. Gates Notes, it's still a website. Personal blog. This is the personal blog of Bill Gates. Just sent me a thing, and it was some link to whatever about COVID. And I said, why on earth are you sending me? Why on earth are you sending me like Bill Gates's personal blog about what we should do about a virus? And they weren't like this. This person is not someone pushing political ideas. It was just sort of like something shared. You know, people just share stuff. And they were kind of like, oh, I don't know. And I said, my goodness gracious, this guy made computers that got viruses, and you're sending me. And I just, at that point, I knew the propaganda was deep, but I thought, whoa,